have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hello, I'm Pastor Loretta Petit, host of The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm a preacher, teacher, and soul reacher. I am a veteran broadcaster as well as an author. Listen, our broadcast, this podcast, it is about you and me as Christian women, how to rise above, to live, laugh, love, and live our best life. It's inspirational, educational, and relational. Tap a sister, tell her, tune in. You guys lock it in Thursdays from 5:30 until 6 Central Time. That's 5:30 until 6 p.m. only on Elation Radio.
Down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, no more inner light. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. Overcame more than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Somebody's saying to me now, you just don't understand. No, I understand you very well, where I've been. So I come to encourage you, pull you up by your hand. Know that God is in your corner now, your success is his plan. And you are a winner, you just can't.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are a winner.
Good evening. It's Thursday, and once again, we're thankful. We give God the praise for this blessed opportunity to share with you women from all over. I thank God for you. If you have tuned in, you have caught the right pod. Yes, be sure to tell a friend next time so they, too, can check us out. And if you've got any questions or any concerns, you can always email me. You can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, Reviews, R-E-V-I-E-W-S, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. It'll be always a pleasure to bond with you. So, the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm Loretta Petit. We talk about women's issues, delays and dismays, successes and victories, all that right here. And we're going to get into it momentarily. I want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. And we do apologize. We're just a little bit behind the clock today. But I do want to, of course, unload what I have been uploading for you. So I'll download that in a minute. Let's pray. Father, we come right now to thank you for this blessed opportunity. We thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you for everything that's been put into this day for us to enjoy, for us to observe, for us to learn from and grow from. God, we thank you now. We ask blessings from on high, God, that you would strengthen us in all of our weak areas and that you, Lord God, would continue to show us the way, light the pathway that we must go down each and every day. We want your will to be done. So we surrender, and we ask today that a word would be shared that would change someone's life, that would change their course of action, that would encourage them on their journey. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, and thank God. But once again, it is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And here we are in the second month of 2022, and I can't speak for you, but for me, it's been a lot already. A lot has been going on already in the areas where I didn't want anything to be going on, right? But in the areas where you're looking for things to pop off and start happening, it's like, nothing's going on there. Such is life. So we never really know where things are going to pop out at, when things are going to happen, whether it's going to be good things, whether it's going to be not so good things. But, you know, we always want to have a winning attitude in the midst of it all. Honey, if you have tears coming down your face, say, yeah, I'm crying, but I still believe, I still have hope. I want to encourage you with what's possible. As long as we can remember what's possible, we can always have hope. Amen. We can always have hope. So that's what it's all about. And as we look at what's right in front of us, as I look on my front door, I see a big red heart. I have a big heart, and I have a little heart inside of that heart on my front door, because Valentine's Day is right around the corner. For those of you all who are married, I just hope that great things happen for you on that day and that week, and that you can remember why you fell in love with that person, and you can rekindle and strengthen and all that kind of good stuff. Valentine's Day is not the only day you should do that, but it is one of the days that you should consider, you know, going back to the drawing board and remembering what it was, this beautiful thing that you saw in each other. And get him on that page too. So he'll be, you know, thinking along those lines from now, you know, through then. And you guys could just really have a staycation at home and enjoy each other. I mean, you go to work, but, you know, after hours, just do something different, something special, something for each other, whether it's outside the home or inside the home, whatever the case may be. You know, you might want to have like a little treasure hunt inside the house. This is just an idea that flew into my mind. Have a little treasure hunt around the house and, you know, hide little trinkets of love and what have you, and let them find them and have a story with them, you know, and that'd be great to do over your coffee, your tea, your drinks, whatever you drink. You know, it'd be something great to do over some hors d'oeuvres or even a nice dinner that one of you may make for the other. I just wanted to throw that out. If you're in a marriage where you are married but your husband is estranged, you feel in some kind of way. I understand that. Been there, done that. So I do know
you know, you're not sure if you want to get a divorce, you're not sure if you want to be married, you're just somewhere in between. But your feelings are still very present, because even though marriages, you know, get on the rocks, your feelings don't go away. You still, you know, have those deep-seated feelings for the one that you married, especially if you spend some amount of time together. So for you, I would really want to encourage you to try and, you know, use your energies in another kind of way. And if it means a girl's night out, you know, we used to do that with my sisterhood, coffee. We didn't go on Valentine's Day, but we would take that Friday or that Saturday prior too. But if you want to do something on Valentine's Day, find out who else is in a situation like you and encourage them to, you know, let's make it a girl's night out. And, you know, let's enjoy ourselves as well. Because many times people sit at home on Valentine's Day and they get in the mood and they're crying and they're, you know, and they're thinking about all the people that are having fun and all the fun they're not having. I don't want you to do that. I know it's easy. That's the easy thing to do because you're already home. But, you know, force yourself to get out and enjoy your day, you know, or to do something that you really enjoy, even if it's in the home, you know, but find something that's going to distract you from thinking like that. Now, to my single sisters, before I get to you, I remember being married and feeling lonely inside the marriage. That means that something is not connecting. That means that we're not communicating somewhere. That means that our paths now are not going in the same direction, but somewhat dividing. So if you're there, you know, like I said, join the other sisterhood who may be estranged, and you know, your husband's not taking you anywhere, even though you're still in the marriage, but you're feeling some kind of way. And if he's not doing anything with you or for you that day, then, you know, you're game to go out with the other sisters who just want to make a go of it and have, you know, some kind of a good time. For the sisters who are single, Valentine's Day, you know, may not mean a whole lot to a lot of you, but it's according to your age. It's according to what you're used to, what's happening around you. All of these things make a difference in how you look at Valentine's Day. Some of you, maybe not you, but someone you know, have become very desperate, and you do a whole lot of serial dating. You know, you transfer from one to the next, and sometimes you have two and three and four that you're dating at the same time. I just want to encourage you to take a long look at yourself and ask yourself, am I okay with being by myself? Because many times we do that kind of thing because we're not comfortable with being alone. We have to have someone on that we're hanging off of. Learn how to love you. There are self-love tests out there. Find them online. Quiz yourself. Find out, you know, where you may be lacking. And try and seek some help to get yourself to a healthy place, because you don't want to always be dependent, codependent on someone else to bring you happiness, right? Hello. All right. So for the sisterhood who just say, oh, it's another great day, I have an opportunity to go out and do something fun, you do that. And those of you all who may not, you have the escapism in the house. My escapism is inside. Yes, I do. I have escapism. Mm-hmm. This is February. Don't laugh and don't judge me. Okay. But I still watch Christmas movies almost every night. I watch Christmas movies almost every night. That's my escapism. I live inside the Christmas season. As long as they're going to be out there, I'm going to watch them. That's when life gets a little challenging, or I'm tired of the same old same. I'm tired of seeing people get shot in movies. I'm tired of seeing the scary ones come out of the woodwork and, you know, haunt the house and kill the people and shoot the children and smother the cat. I'm tired of seeing all of that, right? I'm tired of the space movies with the little green and yellow and purple men and all of that. So my escapism, I watch Christmas movies. I'm not really big on cartoons and all of that. You know, cartoons are even getting a little bit raunchy. But, yeah, so that's my escapism. And if I'm feeling extra alone, many times, if you live alone and you don't have anyone in your life, you do tend to get lonely. And I'm not above that. I get lonely. I get really, really, really lonely sometimes. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to do something. Sometimes I'm just talking to the Father. Sometimes I'm crying out to the Father. Sometimes I jump in the car and just go and drive, and, you know, just to deal with it. And sometimes we're overwhelmed. It could be things that's overwhelming us. It could be the bill collectors overwhelming us. It could be the fact that it's cold outside for too many days and we can't get out that's overwhelming us. It could be that our family's far away and that's overwhelming us. You know, it could be that we just made new enemies, or somebody made an enemy out of us, or whatever the case may be. My church is not open. I can't get to my pastor. I can't, you know, find a friend who's available. I can't get with people because it's COVID. You know, just things overwhelm us. I want to encourage you today, before I leave out of here, I want to say to you that you're going to have to take some kind of action, because overwhelm may have taken over your life, but you got to take your life back. You got to take it back. Listen, there are people who drown in a sea of being overwhelmed. You know, it's very hard to stop and take notice sometimes of our environment, because we have things in our minds. When we're having things in our minds like that, it's overwhelming us. We become forgetful. Things that we really should do, we don't. We become like stoic. You know, we don't, we just sit in one spot and daydream, and just different things happen with people who are overwhelmed. Sometimes they just cry all day until they start seeing it's dusk outside. And then now they're crying because the whole day is gone. I mean, when you're overwhelmed, it could be the smallest thing. It would just set you off, right? Overwhelming, just being overwhelmed. We can go on for years living really in somewhat of a state of stress and being overwhelmed. According to onewithnow.com, it says that, you know, catastrophes will happen and interrupt our way of life because we allowed this to sit on us for so long. It goes on to say that we don't need to wait, though, for a catastrophe to stop and look at our life. Look at the way we're living. Look at the life we're leading. We need to do that right now. We need to look at overwhelm itself. It's not a mental process necessarily that we can analyze or try to reason with. Sometimes it's just deep emotional stuff that's going on inside of us, and we are responding emotionally to all these bad thoughts, or you're worried about this, or you're worried about that, and these experiences you've gone through. You're tired of living this kind of way. You don't want to live like that. You don't want to be seen like that. You don't want to act like that. Just all of these experiences you have gone through. Maybe it's been with men. Maybe it's been with girlfriends. You just can't seem to, you know, to keep a good friend. Maybe you have no one to be vulnerable with. You can't tell your, you know, your deepest fears and your concerns with, because everybody don't want to hear it. Everybody don't want to, you know, be there for you. And sometimes it gets to be a bit much, you know. And you have to find a way to feel okay again, because you're feeling overwhelmed, and that can lead to a higher level of stress and anxiety, and in turn, it can strip every experience of joy away from you, take all your satisfaction of life away from you. Many people who put that gun to their head and pull the trigger, they have gotten here. Many people who empty that pill bottle, they have gotten here. Because who wants to live a life devoid of contentment and enjoyment? So I want to offer you some things to look at in your own life. Are you living in dread? Are you waking up in the morning dreading the things that you need to do, or feeling anxious all the time? You know, you could be living in a place called overwhelm. Are you always in indecision? You cannot make up your mind. You need someone else to tell you what to do. Yeah, you could be drowning in a sea of overwhelm. Are you rushing through life, right? Are you feeling like you have too much to do and you don't feel like doing anything? You're resisting everything. You're procrastinating. But when life demands scream at you, you react with the rushed action. You try and get through it like fast, you know? You feel that you're running out of time, and you have to get things done as fast as possible. you know, you're trying to do it. And sometimes, friends, to be honest, it's half done because you're rushing through it. And your rush, rush, rush becomes a habit that dominates every aspect of your life. Yeah, you could be overwhelmed. How about this procrastination thing I mentioned a minute ago? We tend to procrastinate when dealing with certain actions or tasks that we rather not do but need to do. You know, it's February. Taxes are coming up. We need to handle that. Paperwork, affairs in order. You know, you got things done. You know, you know, I asked my sisterhood today, do you have everything together? Like, should you get a chronic illness or should you get a disease? Do you know who's going to care for you? I mean, you say, oh, my child. Huh? Sometimes your child is saying, that's too much for me. I got to put you in a nursing home. So have you had this conversation or have you dealt with this, trying to figure out, well, who's going to care for me if something goes awry for me? Yeah, my children love me, but are they in a position to help me? Will they leave from where they live in Timbuktu to come live here and care for me? Or do they have space in Timbuktu for me to come move in? How about the spouse? The spouse thinks it's okay if I came to move in, if I had a chronic illness or disease? We got to think about that. That's real stuff. But we procrastinate. We don't think about that. We don't think about who's going to care for us. And do we think about where we want to be cared for? Are we want to be cared for in our home? Do we want to go around the nation to our kids from one to the next? Will we be physically able to do that? Do we want to go into a group home? Do we want to go into a nursing home, senior living facility? Where do we want to be cared for at? And then the third thing is we want to ask ourselves, who's going to fund this? Can I fund myself getting sick now? If I got sick tomorrow, if I got a diagnosis, can I fund my care? Who's going to fund my care? What if I'm sick for 5 years? Where's that money coming from? We don't think about that. We procrastinate from doing our paperwork, from doing our research, from making these very important life decisions. We don't do it until something strikes. And when it strikes, how many of you know it's too late? When something strikes, it's too late. You call a barrier your ground, what you call it. You call a internment facility, and you say, well, I want to get a mausoleum. And they'll say, okay, it's one price. They ask you, do you need it like right now? You say, well, yeah, somebody just passed away, I need it now. Then they're going to hike the price up like maybe two or three times. Well, this is going to be this price. So why wait until something happens? Hey, you know what? Procrastination's grabbed you. You can't think straight. You can't get focused. Can't get those taxes together. You can't get the paperwork together. You can't even deal with life's insurances. You can't figure none of that out. You're probably in a state of being overwhelmed. Your inability to say no. You think that everything that comes your way, every open door, every opportunity, that's your salvation. You're saying, oh, yeah, everything's yeah. And, you know, you're halfway doing things because, again, you have an inability to say no. You're in a state of fuzzy priorities, procrastination, indecision. Yeah, you could be dealing with a spirit or a place of being overwhelmed. Your avoidance and your escapism, like I escape. Yeah, sometimes I'm overwhelmed too. I escape, yes. You could be stuck there sometimes without clear objectives. We've got to be careful. We've got to be careful and focus on what we're doing and how often we're doing it. Yeah, how much of this we need in our lives or that we take it into our lives. It could be painting the picture, putting the puzzle pieces together, letting us know that we're in a place of being overwhelmed. Our attention, we're not focused. People talking to us, you know, we're halfway listening to them. So when we get off that phone call, you think they said this, but they actually said that. But you weren't focused. You feel like, okay, I said my piece. They were listening to me. Oh, I'm happy. That's great. Awesome. But now they're talking, and, I can't focus on what they're saying. You know, and sometimes you don't mean to be like that. However, some people are just like that. And personally, I'm one of those people. I won't hang up because I hate to talk to people who are not paying attention. So, but when you're doing that and you're not that kind of a person, but you're saying, I can't follow. What was she talking about? I don't understand. What was he going with that? What was he saying? I don't know. You know, you're not focused. It could be that you are fragmented in your focus because you are dealing with being overwhelmed. So said all that to say, whatever it is that you're dealing with and going through, yes, God has got professionals out there to help, but God is always the answer at the end of the day. No matter what the question is, God has always got the answer. Remember that television is not going to do it for you like the Bible is going to do it for you, like that prayer time and that worship time with God, sitting in his presence is going to do it for you. And the word of God tells us that you belong to God, little children, and you have overcome them because greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. First John 4:4. The Bible also tells us in Psalm 46:10 to be still and know that I am God, the Father says. And I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. That's our God. And then he says in Matthew 19:26, as Jesus beheld them, with men, this may seem impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And never forget, we can never forget, the 23rd Psalm, where the Bible says, he restores my soul. And many times we need our soul to be restored, get out of that funk of being extra lonely, or get out of that funk of being overwhelmed with life. Find a way to make it work for you. Find a way. If loneliness has got you, find some free events and attach yourself. Find where you can give up your service so you could realize how blessed you are, because the others that you're giving service to need you because they're worse off than you are. And being overwhelmed, cry if you must, wipe those tears and rejoice in the Lord. You know, weeping may endure for a night, the Bible says, but joy is going to come in the morning. I don't know about you, but I wake up every morning looking for my joy. I wake up every morning saying, God, I receive it. What's your plan for me today? I'm looking for the joy. And if I can't wake up feeling joyous when I get up in the morning, I am always feeling thankful. But I have to go into a praise as I praise God. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. But as I praise God, I start to feel a refreshing myself. As I start to worship God, I start to feel a refreshing myself. So I want to encourage you. Yes, life is real, honey, with your issues. Life is real with the challenges. Life is real with the loneliness. Life is real with being overwhelmed. But I want you to know you have a God that's bigger than all of that. And no matter what's happening in the midst of all of these things, turn to God and say, God, this is bigger than me. It's breaking my back. It's so heavy. Please take care of this for me. Cast your cares on the Lord, the Bible says, for he cares for you. I pray that you have been blessed on today, that you have found something that you could repeat in your life so that it could work for you. I pray that you don't get sucked up by being overwhelmed and decide to check yourself out of life. Enjoy the gift of life as long as the Lord allows you to be here. Just find ways to make life work for you. This has been your girl, Loretta Petit, and this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Always remember what's possible. And when you remember what's possible, you have your hand on hope. Keep hope alive. Keep trusting God, because faith is the thing that's going to get his attention. So don't ever lose your faith. Work it, work it, work it. And while faith is working, hold on to hope. I pray that you've been helped. God bless you. Enjoy your day. Happy Valentine's Day. And, you know, you do you. Have a great time. Thank you, Kimmy Kim. Thank you, Jerry Royce. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
So that I can be free. I'm not the same because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing.
I'm overwhelmed by your love. When I look back over my life.